is, we're talking about hogs.
Yeah.
Those big teeth that a hog has.
That's right, okay. Tusk.
Okay.
Yeah, there we go.
The things that you put the food in for a hog, that would be what?
What do you say, go out and slop the hog and put the food in the trough.
Okay. And if you had about three or four of those, you'd have three or four
troughs.
Okay. And a hog that's grown up wild, do you have a name for that?
Boar. A wild boar.
Wild boar. Let me see, if you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, you'd do what to him?
I don't really know.
If it was a male pig, what would you call it?
Detusk him, I guess.
Okay. What about if it was a cat, a female cat, and you didn't want
him? You'd spade him.
Okay.
Or castrate, whatever it is.
Okay. Let me see, the place where you keep chickens, that's a...
Chicken coop.
Okay. And if you eat one, the part, the bone that comes out of the neck that the children always want to pull apart?
Wishbone.
Wishbone.
Mm-hmm.
You ever call that anything else?
The pulley bone.
Pulley bone?
Mm-hmm.
Which is more, when you were a kid, which did you use?
Pulley.
Pulley bone?
Mm-hmm.
Wishbone is more recent, huh?
Yeah.
For you?
Yeah.
Okay. The inside parts of a chicken, like the liver and the gizzard and all that, you call that the what?
The guts, I guess.
Okay.
Guts.
Let me see. And then the inside parts of a pig that you eat.
What do you call those? Chitterlings.
Okay. Would you say it like that, chitterlings?
Chitterlings.
Okay.
Chitlins.
Chitlins, more likely?
More likely. Well, let's see. I'd say chitlins, probably, and hog moe,
okay.
Which is the stomach.
Okay.
And I'd probably say chitlin.
Chitlin, okay. okay, and then if you were riding a horse, the things you put your feet into?
Stirrup.
Okay, and then... if something's not right near at hand, you say it's just a little. If it's not right near here at hand, you say it's just a little what over? It's just a little.
It's just a little way over.
Okay. And if you've been traveling on a long trip, let's say,
mm-hmm.
and you haven't finished your trip, you might say that, well, before dark, we've got a long what to go.
Well, I'd say before dark, we've got a long way to go.
Okay.
Or if we only have a little way to go, I'd say we have a little way to go.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. And let me see. And if something's very common and you don't have to look for it in any special place, you can just find it anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You would say you can find that just about...
Anywhere.
Okay. Let me see. If somebody slipped walking along and he fell, this way, he would be falling...
Back.
Okay. And if he fell this way, he'd be falling.
He fell forward.
Okay. Okay. And then when a farmer goes along, the things he cuts with his plow are called what?
A row.
Okay. Or another word for that, he cuts a row.
Cuts a furrow.
Okay. And if a farmer has a really good yield out of a
mm-hmm.
particular field, you would say this year he raised a
bumper crop.
Okay. If he got rid of all the brush and the trees on his land, then you would say he did what to the land?
I'd say he cleaned it up.
Okay.
Or he cut the brush or
okay.
something like that.
And if Ralph got rid of all these trees and things, you'd say he'd use the phrase cleared the land.
Yeah, I'd say he cleared the land.